From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo hopes British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to attend G20 summit. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport prepares visa-free counters for G20 delegates and journalists. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulated Rishi Sunak, who had just been sworn in as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom on Tuesday. Sunak replaced Liz Truss, who decided to step down even though she had only been in office for 45 days. Through his social network, President Joko Widodo hoped for bilateral relations with Indonesia and Britain grew closer in the era of Sunak's leadership. He also invited the first British Prime Minister of Indian descent to attend the G20 summit in Bali on November 15 to the 16th. Sunak, the former Minister of Finance of the Boris Johnson era, took the position British Prime Minister after the only rival, Penny Mordaunt, withdrew from candidacy. The G20 summit will kick off in 3 weeks in Bali, and delegates and journalists have started arriving through Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. To welcome them, the airport's immigration office has prepared a number of special facilities and services, including a special visa-free counter for G20 delegates and journalists. Soekarno-Hatta Airport's immigration office chief, Muhammad Tito Andrianto, said, "The facilities are aimed at providing services and convenience for the delegates, as well as foreign journalists covering the G20 summit in Bali on November 15 to the 16th. To ensure they are giving the best services, Soekarno-Hatta Immigration Office has prepared hundreds of immigration inspectors, mobile unit devices, and integrated immigration crossing application." Next, we have Indonesia, which is set to host a preparatory meeting of ASEAN foreign ministers on Thursday in Jakarta, which aims to help the region's leaders decide how to handle junta-controlled Myanmar ahead of the grouping's 40th and 41st summits in Cambodia next month, as calls grow to replace its 5-point consensus that critics have been bemoaned as ineffective. Myanmar has been in crisis since the February 1, 2021 coup by the military junta that overthrew the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. According to one monitoring group, more than 2,000 people have been killed in the junta's brutal crackdown on dissent that followed. Now we continue with the implementation of the 28th ASEAN Oceania International Librarian Conference, which takes place from October 24th to the 28th, 2022 in Jakarta. It has received praise from the chair of the International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions, or IFLA ASEAN, Lin Liso, when met on the sidelines of the gala dinner on Tuesday.
This is a very well-organized conference itself, and it's also very professionally done. So we would like to really thank the National Library of Indonesia for hosting all of us from Asia and Oceania region itself. Yes, so it's really well done.
Lin added, the conference, which was attended by librarian heads from 36 IFLA member countries, was a forum for libraries around the world to exchange information and work together to raise the literacy spirit of the community, as well as improve skills with easier access.
The International Federation of Library Association is actually formed in the 1970s. So it has been an association which is an international voice for libraries around the world. So we have different region itself. So for us, we want to make sure that we can work together to kind of empower the people to help out in literacy, because we believe providing access to information is key to the people. Because only when you have access to information, the people will then be able to make the right decisions. And then they can also learn new skills from the information that they learn, and also attain knowledge and create possibilities for the things. So just like we mentioned when we heard about what Indonesia has been doing, the libraries for the people, that's something we thought is very important, because this is very related to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
Furthermore, Lin explained that libraries play a role in supporting the SDG Sustainability Program. For this reason, the library must be able to provide access to information to the public, so the community can develop sustainably, both socially and environmentally. Still from the 28th International Conference of Directors of National Libraries in Asia and Oceania that was officially opened in Jakarta on Tuesday. After the gala dinner at the National Library Building, head of the Indonesian National Library, Muhammad Sharif Bandu, told Voice of Indonesia that Indonesia becomes one of the pioneers in creating digital book application. In the discussion, we raised the paradigm and momentum of the old library to the new one, where the library reaches the public with the application of increasingly sophisticated information technology. Now the era is no longer the people who visit the library, but the library that visits the community with technological facilities, such as in Indonesia, being one of the pioneers in creating an application called ePusnas, where all books purchased from 800 legal publishers can be read in full text via mobile phone. Sharif Bandu added, with the theme Library Service Impacts on Community, Sustainability, Inclusion and Innovation, libraries can be fully involved in supporting sustainable development, or SDGs, to end poverty, improve welfare and protect the planet through the achievement of 17 goals. Now we move to the international news. The Vice Foreign Ministers of South Korea, the United States and Japan held talks on Tuesday to discuss North Korea's ballistic missile launches and other issues. According to the United States Department Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman met with her South Korean and Japanese counterparts Cho Hyun-dong and Takeo Mori in Tokyo to discuss cooperation on the international stage. In the meeting, the three sides shared concerns about the North's recent series of ballistic missile launches. Sherman welcomed continued assistance for Ukraine from South Korea and Japan, with the vice ministers expressing concern over Russia's irresponsible remarks about nuclear weapons. We end the news with Foreign Minister Park Jin, who has proposed that South Korea and five Central Asian countries work together in overcoming digital gaps and challenges in the areas of healthcare, the economy, and security. Park made the proposal on Tuesday during the 15th Korea-Central Asia Cooperation Forum held in Busan, saying now is the time for South Korea and Central Asia to begin a new 30-year journey together. The minister said South Korea and the five countries have continuously made headway in friendly and cooperative ties since establishing diplomatic relations in 1992. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Embassy in London to hold Experience Indonesia in November. The Indonesian Embassy in London, in collaboration with Bank Mandiri, Bank Negara Indonesia, and Bank Indonesia, is going to hold the Experience Indonesia event in London, England from 6 until 8 of November 2022. The Embassy in London, in its statement on Monday, mentioned that the theme Discover Invaluable Stories, Experience Indonesia will be a gathering place for the community, diaspora, Indonesian and British students, as well as foreign tourists to undergo the first-hand unique Indonesian experience through cultural art performances, tourism promotion, strategy commodities, culinary, and Indonesia's creative economy. Indonesian Ambassador to the UK, Desra Percaya, conveyed that The experience Indonesia is a good opportunity to put Indonesia on the map so that Indonesia is increasingly known and loved by the British people. Because at the government level, the relationship of both countries is very good and strong. Ambassador Desra also emphasized that the momentum of relaxation in post-pandemic England needs to be used to promote Indonesian tourism since the British people have been tired and they want to have new experiences after years at home. He also affirmed Indonesia is one of the most attractive options for them. The Indonesian embassy in London has further pointed out that the Experience Indonesia event will feature a number of talented Indonesian talents such as Dewi Gita, Lea Simanjuntak, Paguyuban Citra, and Banyuwangi Heritage. Moreover, leading Indonesian fashion brands such as Aleira Batik and Wearing Klambi will also participate. A series of activities at Experience Indonesia will begin with Indonesian Day on November 6 and have the theme of the People's Market to display micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs, street food, fashion, display of Indonesian cultural arts and tourism. On November 7th, there will be an Indonesian workshop Discover Batik event in which the British people can learn and try out batik techniques directly. Besides the batik workshop in November, there will be also a parallel Indonesian Coffee Day activity. It will bring together industry players to promote Indonesian specialty coffee, which also prioritize aspects of sustainability and empowerment of women and MSMEs. The peak of the Experience Indonesia event on November 8 is an event with the Indonesian night activity, namely an Indonesian cultural art performance as the result of collaboration between Indonesian artists and a batik fashion show of a number of MSMEs assisted by Bank Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 26, 1977, when the last smallpox case was found in Somalia. The last case of smallpox or variola was found on October 26, 1977, in the district of Merka, Somalia. This finding was followed by 2 years of searching for active smallpox cases to confirm that transmission of the virus had stopped. The World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention consider this date a day to commemorate the eradication of smallpox. The eradication of smallpox is the greatest achievement in the history of public health. Now we move to an event on October 26, 1994, when Jordan and Israel signed a peace treaty. The Israel and Jordan peace treaty is a peace agreement signed on October 26, 1994. This agreement normalizes relations between Israel and Jordan and resolves territorial disputes between the two countries. The conflict has cost about $18.3 billion. We end today in history with October 26, 2010, when Mount Merapi erupted. Mount Merapi is a volcano in the central part of Java Island and one of the most active volcanoes in Indonesia. This mountain is very dangerous because it erupts every 2 to 5 years and is surrounded by very dense settlements. Since 1548, this mountain has erupted 68 times. The eruption of Merapi in 2010 was a series of volcanic events that occurred at Merapi. Seismic activity began in late September 2010 and caused the largest eruption on October 26, 2010, which left 353 people dead. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, It is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, there is an incomplete vacation to Yogyakarta without visiting Malioboro, which is already very popular with tourists. Malioboro is the name of the main street that divides Yogyakarta city. Located between Kraton Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat and Tugu Palputih, Malioboro Street is a paradise for souvenirs, shopping, and culinary tourism. At night, along Malioboro Street will be more crowded because many artists express their abilities such as music, pantomime, painting, and others. The pedestrian path equipped with several seats has been prepared by the Yogyakarta city government so that domestic and foreign tourists are more comfortable and enjoyful with the atmosphere of Malioboro. The Malioboro area is always crowded with tourists. Even if you don't shop, Malioboro is indeed very nicely captured using a camera. However, over the last 10 years, the provincial government of the special region of Yogyakarta has begun to make improvements and structured and beautified the Malioboro street area. Malioboro itself comes from the Sanskrit Maliabara, which means bouquet of flowers. There are also some experts who agree that the origin of the name Malioboro comes from the name of British colonial names Marlborough, who lived in Yogyakarta from 1811 until 1816. The Dutch East Indies government built Malioboro as a central area of the economy and government in the early 19th century. It became popular in the colonial era. There is another history about Malioboro Street, which became a witness of the struggle for Indonesian independence. There was a great battle between the Indonesian fighters and the Dutch colonial troops, known as the General Offensive on March 1, 1949. The red and white troops succeeded in conquering the Dutch and occupying Yogyakarta after 6 hours of fighting. Malioboro continues to grow up to that by retaining the original concept. Malioboro has become the center of life for the people of Yogyakarta. The local government is now continuing to make improvements in a bid to organize Malioboro into a comfortable area to visit. For the convenience of tourists, the street vendors who have been decorating the shopping corridors along Jalan Malioboro have now been moved to a special place on Terrace Malioboro 1 and 2. Besides being famous for culinary and souvenir tours, the Malioboro area is now listed as a carnival tourism area. This is also inspirable from the successful implementation of the 2022 Jogja Fashion Carnival entitled Abiwada Arsana, held on October 15, 2022. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Kau juga ungkapkan rasa sayang.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. So stay tuned! We are going to present you a conversation entitled Ada Apa di Desa Sade? Ada Apa di Desa Sade? Which means, what's inside the village? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Laras, a tourist guide in Lombok. Laras tells Dev that in Sade village, there is a high-quality Lombok cloth and they can see the making. Let's listen to the conversation.
Di Desa Sade, kita bisa melihat pembuatan kain tenun.
Apakah kita bisa bertemu dengan penenun kain khas Lombok?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you a vocabulary related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read it twice and you can repeat after me. Apakah, apakah, which means is or are. Kita, kita, which means we. Bisa, bisa, which means can. Bertemu dengan, which means meet with. Penenun, penenun, which means weaver. Kain khas Lombok, which means Lombok special cloth. Apakah kita bisa bertemu dengan penenun kain khas Lombok? Apakah kita bisa bertemu dengan penenun kain khas Lombok? Which means, can we meet Lombok cloth weavers? In the conversation, you hear the question, apakah kita bisa bertemu dengan penenun kain khas Lombok? Apakah kita bisa bertemu dengan penenun kain khas Lombok? Which means, can we meet Lombok cloth weavers? In the question, there is the word penenun, penenun, which means weaver. The word penenun is formed from the prefix peng and the word tenun, tenun, which means to weave. The word penenun means someone who weaves. Let's listen to the other examples of using the prefix pe, which is used to state someone who does an action. Penari, penari, which means dancer. Penari itu sangat cantik. Penari itu sangat cantik, which means the dancer is so beautiful. Pemahat, pemahat, which means sculptor. Ayahnya adalah seorang pemahat kayu. Ayahnya adalah seorang pemahat kayu, which means his father is a wood sculptor. Weaving cloth is one of Indonesian traditional clothes besides batik. It can be found in various regions in Indonesia. Weaving cloth has different names in every region. For example, ulos in Batang, North Sumatra Province, songket in Palembang, South Sumatra Province, and lipa songge in East Nusa Tenggara. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di Desa Sade, kita bisa melihat pembuatan kain tenun.
Apakah kita bisa bertemu dengan penenun kain khas Lombok?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you a song from North Kalimantan entitled Babylin. The song has its own message for Tidung tribe in North Kalimantan. The message is to keep loyal to the advice from grandfather and grandmother. Besides, the song Babylin is often sung by people of Tidung when harvesting rice and working. Well, listener, here is the song Babylin by Fika Julia. Enjoy the song.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Jadi segi batu sampai Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.